temporary chairperson for tonight's proceeding. I will ask that the live stream, if it hasn't already been commenced, is started. Thank you. So I'll be performing the role of chairperson for this evening. In the election of the mayor in accordance with Rule 2.4 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules. It's my pleasure to welcome you all here this evening, including councillors, officers, honoured guests, members of the press and the public joining us via live stream. There are some specific people that I'd like to mention this evening, and that's not at the exclusion of those who are here, but I would like to make mention of some former councillors who are in attendance this evening. Councillor Angela Altair, Councillor Sandra Wilson. Not here. Sorry, he's not here. Former Councillor Jason Price and former Councillor John Hogg. So I'd like to welcome former councillors here this evening to tonight's...
Brad Matheson.
Okay, thank you. And also to Brad Matheson. Welcome, Brad. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of former Citizens of the Year. So we have with us here this evening Jeff Milchamore and his wife Olga, Joe Attard and Sharon Walsh. Welcome, Joe. So it's my pleasure to welcome you all here this evening, and also just to acknowledge that we have in attendance via virtual form, Councillor Marsden, who will appear on your screen behind you. It's also my pleasure to welcome a lot of community representatives, community groups, members of our community that are here in attendance this evening for what is a very important council meeting in the council meeting calendar. I'll now ask for everyone to please stand for the formal commencement of the meeting and the welcome and acknowledgement of country. The Council of Hobson's Bay recognises that it's privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. It respects and values our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declares that it will always act impartially to the best of its skill and judgment. Through its deliberations and conduct, Council upholds the Council values and delivers outcomes that enhance the City of Hobson's Bay. Please remain standing for the acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders past and present. Please be seated. This meeting is being live streamed on Council's website to enhance public access to the deliberations of Council. The meeting is also being recorded as a podcast. The recording of the live stream and the podcast will be available on Council's website within 48 hours of the Council meeting. As I mentioned, Councillor Marsden is attending online. Councillors are requested to observe the requirements for conducting virtual Council meetings as set out in the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules. I remind councillors that screens must remain turned on at all times in accordance with the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules, and that voting will be by a show of hands that enables those in attendance and those watching the live stream broadcast to clearly see which way a councillor has voted at the time the vote is taken. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Uncle Shane Clark, a highly respected elder and valued member of the Bunurong Land Council, to deliver the welcome to country. Uncle Shane, we deeply appreciate you being here today on this most important ceremonial and civic occasion for our city. If you'd like to come forward, Uncle Shane.
Thank you. Is it right if I stand?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so good evening, everyone. How are we going? good. Everybody's excited. Exciting times. Intro for myself. Shane Clark, traditional custodians of these lands are the Bunurong people in the tribal area of the Yalakut Willem. I'd first of all like to pay my respects to my elders, both past and present, and always acknowledge the ones that's come before us. And big shoes to fill, and always walk with respect and pay the respects to the lands, everything on it and everything around it. Yeah, we always acknowledge each other. But it's an honour to be here tonight because Hobson City is a great place to be and what it does for community. And in that word community, there's a little bit in there, isn't it? Unity. And that's what we see, everybody coming together. But before I do a welcome, I'd just like to acknowledge the councillors and our senior dignitaries and senior community members. And also, we've got elders here with us today. And for the great work, for us people, we've been journeying for a long time. So when the new ones come on, it's a new journey that starts. Yeah. Tomorrow we start another journey, but we always journey together. So I'll just say a few words, and is that woman Jinka? That's nice to hear, eh? Our boys, our children, and it's about everybody being together. So woman Jinka, if you can say that. Thank you. That you just said welcome, so I appreciate that. So welcome to the lands of the Bunurong in a few words. Woomanjigga, Ori Yal Yal Wantalong Bunurong. And thus welcome all my friends to the lands of the Bunurong. Welcome you here. Walk in good stead. And pay your respects to everybody around us, to each other. Tread lightly. Because, there's been footsteps there before. And why we tread lightly is because underneath our feet, all of our history sleeps. So acknowledge and wish everybody the best of luck for their future endeavours, and Hobson City is a great place to be. So thanks, guys. All the best.
On behalf of us all here tonight, thank you, Uncle Shane, for such a meaningful welcome to country. It's very much appreciated. Okay, so moving on in the agenda, ordinarily within the agenda we move into apologies, but I'd like to call on a mover of council to reorder proceedings this evening to bring forward an item that's listed at item 6 on the agenda as leave of absence to bring that forward. Is there a councillor that's willing to move that?
Happy to move that we bring item 6 relating to leaves of absence forward.
Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Tyler? Thank you. All those in favour? And that motion is carried. Thank you. So I'll now move on to the amended order with leave of absences. So the leave of absence is for Councillor Dario Callender, who has submitted a request to take leave of absence from the 1st of November to the 27th of November 2022.
So moved.
Thank you. So second.
Moved by Councillor Briffa, seconded by Councillor Temple. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. So there we now move to the reordered proceedings. Sorry, I need to be conscious of remembering Councillor Marsden. So if you could keep an eye on Councillor Marsden. Okay. So we now move to apologies. So with there being a leave of absence moved, I believe there's no apologies for this evening. So we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is disclosure of interest. So under the Local Government Act, councillors are required to disclose conflicts of interest. Councillors, are there any conflicts of interest to be disclosed this evening? Thank you. So there not being, I'll move on to item five on the agenda, which is confirmation of minutes, obviously being reordered. So the minutes of the council meeting held on 11th of October 2022 have been circulated. So councillors, could I ask for a mover of those minutes? So Councillor Sutton Legault, can I get a seconder? Councillor Tyler. All those in favour? Okay, the motion is carried. Thank you. Okay, so we now move into the mayoral focus, which is will be item 7.1 on tonight's agenda, which is the mayoral focus end of term report. So the mayoral report has been circulated to councillors, which covers the details of the mayoral term from former mayor councillor Peter Hempel. As the CEO, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mayor Hempel for his term as mayor. But before speaking to that, I'd like to see if there's a councillor that's willing to move for the report to be accepted.
So moved. Pretty happy.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Briffa and seconded by Councillor Grimer. All those in favour? Sorry. I need to call for speakers. Thank you, former Mr. Mayor. So in that, is there anyone who would like to speak to the motion?
As mover, I'm very happy to defer my time to the former mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. So, Councillor Hempel, I'd like to...
Fine. So I'm not going to go through the whole of the report. The report is in the agenda tonight. But I'd like to highlight a few aspects of my year as mayor. Firstly, I feel as though it was a year of two halves. The first half was the tail end of COVID, and particularly all the restrictions that were in place, and the fact that I was working part-time as a journalist. The second half of the year corresponded with the end of my career as a journalist, and so I was able to devote more time to the mayoralty, and I think I probably spent more time doing that one job that second half of the year than what I did for doing two jobs in the first half. So it was a very demanding year. Community building, as you can see, was one of my focuses during the year. And that was not only confined to Hobsons Bay. Each year, the mayors of the West get together and collaborate a lot more, that being the mayors of Brimbank, Maribyrnong, Melton, Moonee Valley and Wyndham. And we had a very good mix of mayors, Jasmine Nguyen from Brimbank, Anthony Tran from Maribyrnong, Goran Kesick from Melton, Samantha Byrne from Moonee Valley, and Peter Maynard from Wyndham. And when we met regularly, we often meet every couple of months just to have a lunch and a catch-up and think about what we want to pursue for the best interests of the West. And I think about the second meeting I asked whether we could go to each, if we're going to each municipality, that we look around and see some aspect of each municipality, and it was absolutely fascinating to see things in Windy Hill. I don't know, former Councillor Altair would have been be rolling her eyes at the moment. But Windy Hill being the former home of the Essendon Football Club, very dear to my heart. But it's interesting what the plans are for the city of Moonee Valley for that space. Then when we went down to Wyndham, it was a visit to a barramundi farm, and it was absolutely fascinating to see barramundi, which is probably being served in Hobson's Bay somewhere, growing in these huge huge ponds, pretty well in the middle of Werribee. When we went to Melton, it was to visit the Ainsbury Estate, which is a really interesting estate built on historical farm, and just the way they're doing things, planning things as a whole. I know it's had its hiccups, but it was quite amazing to see that. So those were some of the things that we did. And I think that the rapport that was built up between the mayors bore fruit when the floods hit Melbourne, because two of those municipalities, being Maribyrnong and Moonee Valley, were heavily struck by floods. And I know I had a number of conversations with my colleagues in those municipalities, and I know our CEO, Aaron, had also had a number of conversations with the administration just to show that we could help, and we have offered quite a bit of help. It didn't stop there because, as you know, our friendship alliance, the Bullock Shire, also suffered some floods, but not as severe as than in the past. And I reached out a couple of times to Darrell Warren to make sure that they were all okay, and any help that we could give, we would gladly offer that. And not it didn't stop there, because we also reached out, mostly through Aaron, to Campaspe Shire, which is around the Echuca area. And the link there is our former mayor here, Colleen Gates, who happens to be the deputy mayor of Campaspe. It's fair to say that while there is an immediate effect, it's really down the track, a week or two, when it comes to the clean-up and the restoration of the area, that they really need the help. So that was a great thing that we could do to help around, and there were other municipalities that all pitched in as well. Speaking about community building, one of the delights this year was having a great young citizen of the year in Talia Kautiau, and also citizen of the year, Kate DeMarco. And we engaged with them quite a bit during the year. I know in the past sometimes, if you're a citizen of the year, you just got invited to a couple of formal events, but this year the young citizen of the year took part in a recent school program, and our citizen of the year, Kate DeMarco, spent quite a bit of time advocating for the social housing in Laverton. So I guess we were very blessed with two outstanding choices for Young Citizen of the Year and Senior Citizen of the Year. I shouldn't call it Senior Citizen of the Year, but Citizen of the Year. I mentioned my our relationship with the Bullock Council, but I also spent a few days recently visiting our Friendship Alliance in Australia, the other one in Australia, and that's the Aboriginal Council of Yarrabah near Cairns in Queensland. And I went up with one of the staff members, Ben Pollard. That was only about a week ago. That was the first official visit by Hobson's Bay to Yarrabah in 10 years. They often visit down here, but it was great to be able to go up and extend the hand of friendship again and see what we can do better there. And I'll be providing a report in about a week's time or a few days' time about that, my observations from there. I think over the past 2 years, we've learnt a lot about virtual meetings through COVID. Reaching out to Yarrabah hasn't been so easy because one of the things we found, it's difficult, almost impossible, to link in there because they have poor internet services. And so I think, and I've already had discussions with the CEO about how we can work collaboratively with Yarrabah to reach out to the ministers, there's a couple of ministers involved, to push for that better service that they can get so they can connect with the rest of Australia. And I think also one of the other benefits that we will get out of that relationship is advice on our reconciliation action plan and also pushing for positive outcomes on the referendum on Indigenous voice for federal parliament. Some of the projects in the report that were very dear to my heart included working with the rail heritage groups to push for their retention at the Newport Railway workshops. These workshops are one of Hobson's Bay's hidden gems. The Work Council has carried out in assessing a significant rolling stock artefacts in the workshops are part of a building block that hopefully we can be a part of seeing that site become listed on UNESCO's World Heritage List. And so it should be because it's unique in the world. So I'm very happy to... I should also point out that when we did some visits between the mayors of the West, I actually took my colleagues from the other side of the West to the workshops, and it's fair to say they were absolutely gobsmacked with what they had there, and one even got on the phone to the to one of the ministers that afternoon who she happened to be meeting and get in his ear about preserving those workshops. So they will, and that's the great thing about the West is working together, we can probably achieve a lot more, and hopefully what we want to do with the railway workshops, the other municipalities will come in and help us as well in that lobbying that needs to be done. I think half my time this year was taken up in advocating for our priority projects in the lead up to the federal and state elections, plus bringing together the other councils for lobbying for various projects of benefit to all. These include the West East Metro Rail Plan, which will solve many of the transport problems in the West, including the disaster that's unfolding at Champion Road in Newport and Williamstown. I think we've done a pretty good job in lobbying the major parties and prominent candidates in the upcoming state election, particularly about our priorities and what is the best for Hobson's Bay. I guess never before have we seen promises before in previous elections and what we're seeing right now, and particularly in the area in Altona Meadows, where two of our main priorities are, and you know, they are intense interest to a lot of candidates that are in that particular electorate of Point Cook. I think there was common agreement among all the mayors of the West that the West has been ignored by successive governments for too long, and that needs to change. The region is the fastest growing region in Australia, and infrastructure is not keeping pace. So we hope that some of our lobbying pays dividends. While on advocacy, I have to thank our CEO, Aaron Van Egmond, and the three directors who had a stint as acting CEO, particularly when Aaron was on holidays. And I also want to extend a particular thanks to the manager of our communications, engagement and advocacy, Michael Moore, who's in this room at the back. All the team have done an amazing work in championing our causes and what we need to see happen in the West. I'll leave it at that, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, former Mayor Hempel. I would now like to call on anyone who'd like to speak, starting with our seconder, Councillor Grimmer, whether you'd like to speak to the motion.
Of course, I'll be happy to speak. I was able to go on a journey with former Mayor Hempel. I'm going to have to get used to that now. At the time, Mayor Hempel invited me to attend. We met with candidates. We met with, vulnerable people in the community with their needs, whether it's social housing. We want an aquatic centre, Queen Street Bridge, the Lifesavers Club. It was everywhere. And I had the great opportunity, and I'm completely honoured and grateful for former Mayor Hempel. I'm going to get used to it, for taking me on that journey, inviting me and pushing my limits to get the job done. So thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Grimmer. Is there any other councillors who'd like to speak to the motion? Councillor Sutton, the go.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to acknowledge all the work that Peter Mayor Hempel, previous Mayor Hempel, has done in the community. He's definitely been a mayor for Hobsons Bay, and I think third term as mayor, and mayor emeritus, is it now? Yes. So always out there advocating on behalf of the major projects right across the municipality. A great friend to everyone. Everyone I know knows Peter. And whether they agree with him or not, acknowledge that he's an advocate for the best that we want in the West, and that's the sort of person we want on the council, of course. The projects that he supported, the West East Metro Rail project, the urban forest strategy, the rail yards, as you said, all wonderful projects, most of which I'd never heard of and probably wouldn't have done if Peter hadn't brought them to our attention. The rail yards are absolutely a gem, hidden away. But we've still got a lot of work to do and look forward to the next term, but I'd really like to acknowledge Peter for everything he's done and his commitment to our community. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Councillor Tyler?
Sorry.
Thank you. Echo the comments of my colleagues. Thank you, former Mayor Hempel, for your services, Mayor, as Councillor Sutton-Lego says, for the third time. I can attest to Peter's enthusiasm for the Barramundi Farm. We spoke off the back of that visit, and the energy was coming through the phone loud and strong. And so I think I'd say it reflects the energy you've brought to the role. We, of course, don't agree on everything, Councillor Hempel, but I think the thing I value is our relationship. And you do stand up for the best interests of our community, and for that I'm grateful. I also just wanted to highlight for folks who perhaps don't see behind the scenes how well former Mayor Hempel worked with former Deputy Mayor Grimmer. I think you really worked as a wonderful team. And that makes a difference to our community and this councillor group in terms of that relationship between Mayor and Deputy Mayor. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that and thank you again.
Thank you, Councillor Tyler. I'll now ask Councillor Marsden if you'd like to speak to the motion. Okay, we can't hear you at the minute. I'm not sure what to do, people. IT. Thank you. Councillor Marsden, if you can hear us, we're just calling you on the phone and we'll give you the opportunity to speak if you can. He's on now.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Yes, we can, just. Please proceed.
Okay. So I've muted myself on the main device and I'm talking on the phone now. Hopefully it's loud and clear.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for the opportunity to speak and apologies for the rough connection. I would like to thank you, Peter, for your even-handed chairing, your evident devotion to the role and for herding us cats. So my profound thanks to the outgoing. Congratulations on a successful year. You have fulfilled your stated program with gusto. You have been a collaborative and enthusiastic mayor, and I've valued your contribution and wish you all the best. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. I'll now circle back to Councillor Briffitt to close debate.
Lovely. Thank you very much. And it's lovely hearing all those positive comments from all the councillors about the outgoing mayor. Personally, I'd like to say congratulations, Councillor Hempel, on your very successful year as a mayor. Appreciate how challenging it was, particularly in that first half with all the successive lockdowns and other challenges that we've had in the community. But you've the story about the barramundi, I think it sounds very fishy to me. So someone had to say it. And I look forward to hearing more about that. But certainly you certainly took to the role with enthusiasm in your third time as mayor. So I congratulate you, and I'm sure that we'll be saying more in the civic reception following this meeting about that. And it would be very remiss of me not to also acknowledge and congratulate Councillor Greemer for her work as deputy. And I think the partnership of the two of you during this year has been a huge success. So thank you to you, Peter. Sorry, Councillor Hempel, and to you too, Councillor Greemer. And I'm happy to put it to the vote.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. So if I could now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? All those opposed? I'm sure Jonathan was putting it up earlier. So that... Can you turn that? So that motion is carried, sorry. On behalf of myself and the staff... of Hobsons Bay, I'd also like to acknowledge the significant efforts of both our former Mayor, Councillor Hempel, and former Deputy Mayor, Councillor Grimmer. I think it's fair to say that your commitment and passion and the support that you've provided to the organisation is significant, and we really respect that, and thank you very much. Okay, now we move on to the next order of proceeding, which is the heading into the main event for this evening, so where we talk about the election of the mayor. So I note that the procedure for the election of the mayor will follow Section 25 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Section 2 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules. So the first item at 8.2 relates to the determination of the mayoral term. In accordance with Section 26 of the Local Government Act 2020, the rule and Rule 2.1.2 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules, Council must resolve whether the Mayor is to be elected for a term of 1 or 2 years. I note that the recommendation before Council is to elect the Mayor for a term of 1 year and to elect both the Mayor and Deputy Mayor for that mayoral term. Could I ask for a mover of that motion or an alternative?
So moved.
So moved by Councillor Hempel. Can I get a seconder? So I think I saw Councillor Tyler first, so seconded by Councillor Tyler. So all those in favour? The motion is carried. Okay, so we now move on to the election of the mayor. So we now come to the election of the mayor. Now, councillors, I will begin by calling for nominations for the office of the mayor for 22 23, so where I'll seek nominations of one or more councillors. So is there any councillors that would like to nominate one of your colleagues as mayor for this year?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor Priffer for mayor.
So that's Councillor Grimmer nominating Councillor Briffa as mayor for 22-23. Now, are there any other further nominations for the office of mayor for 22-23?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Councillor Sutton Legault.
Okay, so thank you, Councillor Hempel. So that's Councillor Hempel nominating Councillor Sutton Legault for the position of mayor. Are there any other nominations from councillors in relation to the office of the mayor? Okay. So, firstly, could I just confirm that Councillor Briffa, you will accept that nomination?
Yes, I do accept the nomination. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. Councillor Sutton Legault, do you accept that nomination? Okay, thank you. Okay, so as there's been multiple nominations, we'll now proceed to a vote for the election of the mayor. So can I see by a show of hands those who... I'll start with Councillor Briffa, who was nominated first. Those in favour of Councillor Briffa's nomination for mayor for the following year. So it's Councillor Tyler. Okay. So can I just confirm that you can hear the proceedings, Councillor Marsden? So so at this stage, I have three people in favour of Councillor Briffa's nomination.
Marsden's put his hand up.
Okay.
Councillor Marsden's.
Okay.
Do you want to just confirm with
you? Okay. So sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Just to confirm that Councillor Briffa, Councillor Grimmer, Councillor Tyler and Councillor Marsden... you're in favour of Councillor Briffa's nomination. Thank you. Okay, so... and I'll now call for those in favour of Councillor Sutton Legault's nomination. Okay, thank you. So Councillor Sutton Legault and Councillor Hempel. Okay, so councillors... it is my pleasure to declare that Councillor Briffa has been elected as Mayor of the Hobsons Bay City Council, and I'd like to extend my congratulations.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you could join me in congratulating Councillor Briffa for taking the role of Mayor of Hobsons Bay City Council for the year of 22-23.
Thank you, and I forgot how heavy the whole thing was, and long as well, or is it that I'm short? Thank you. Wow, it's lovely to be sitting here, and I guess now that the agenda has the mayoral response, and to be honest, I don't have a speech in front of me or anything like that. I guess I just want to start by saying thank you to everybody. Firstly, thank you to the councillors for your support in me. It's nice that it went to a vote. I think that's great and it shows democracy. But you know what? We work really well as a team and we'll continue to work really well as a team. And I'm very excited about the year ahead. We serve... I don't want to start crying. We serve an amazing community, a community that I'm really proud to have been born in, raised in, you know, went to local schools, served the local council since 2008, worked with lots of community groups. I look at members of different groups here, whether it's Trade Association, Maltese Association, Resident Association. We have got so much to be proud of. That welcome to country in the beginning really moved me when we talk about respect. And if there's one word that, I guess, encompasses the way that I treat this position and that I treat the community and my colleagues and the awesome staff that we have at the council is respect. And I think that that's the cornerstone of any relationship that we have with each other. I am really excited about the year ahead. I've started thinking... about, you know, some things that I'd like to see for the year ahead, but they're all about, you know, we're in the middle of this four-year term, about looking at, you know, how far we've come. The pandemic, sadly, isn't quite over yet. I'd really like it to be, but we definitely have to realise that there are still some risks ahead. But, God, after a couple of years of all being locked up in our houses and not being able to really associate and enjoy people as a community, it's time. It's now time that we really do come out and, wow, look, we're having a meeting in the chamber tonight with lots and lots of people here. I'm excited to see that as opposed to, you know, all those hybrid meetings or the meetings online. So I'll be hoping to see more and more of that interaction in person over the next 12 months. I'll be busy working away on a mayoral program and on programs with the CEO, with the directors, with other councillors, because we're a team. And I look at former councillors here today that were part of that team, but I'm going to cry again. God, I'm such a wuss. But, you know, former Mayor Altair, you know, I can't even call you councillors anymore, but it's really strange. My former deputy mayor, John Hogg, keep calling you Councillor Hogg. Brad, Councillor Matheson. You know, we've had, an amazing time. I guess I've been involved in the councils for just over 20 years now because before I was elected, I was with the Residents Association. It's been a great ride. I'm hoping that it'll continue, but it'll continue because I always strive for having, and putting the Hobsons Bay community first in everything that I do. We'll continue on with the meeting and we'll talk more during the civic reception, but thank you. And I guess it's also on the agenda that I can go around and seems also almost self-gratuitous, but I can ask the councillors to say a few words if they wish, and please, you don't have to if you don't want to. So would anyone like to say anything? Councillor Tyler.
Madam Mayor, briefly, congratulations. I will share... similar sentiments to what I shared about former Mayor Hempel. We will benefit tremendously from your experience. We've been in really good hands with two-time Mayor Marston, good hands with three-time Mayor Hempel, and now good hands with you, two-time Mayor Briffa. I'm looking forward to the year ahead. It's a big one. We've got a lot of work to do. And I really want to echo what you just shared. This is a collegial group.
Yep.
Doesn't mean we agree on everything. Yep. But I tell you what, we work well together. And so, yeah, looking forward to working under your leadership, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Tyler. Any other councillors? Councillor Greemer.
I'm happy to say a few words. Before I was elected, I knew you for your activism with the disability forums. You get now that there's still, we need disability. COVID's not over and there's still vulnerable people out in the community, and you recognise that, and that's something I recognised. So I want to collaborate that with you. I think you're about equality, you're about taking time, you're about getting out there in every shape and form, and that's one thing I admire you, because all sorts of life come at you and you tackle it very well. So that's a blessing and an honour, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Breeders in the house.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Councillor Mars.
Lovely. Thank you. Apologies for the connection. Sorry about the silence during the vote. I couldn't hear anything, and I evidently put the cat among the pigeons. But let me assure you that you have my full support, and I look forward to hearing about your mayoral program in time, and you can count on me to support you in that program. I feel very confident about the year ahead, and I want to congratulate you, Tony, on your successful election as mayor. Congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Mars, and appreciate your support. And there is a lot of work ahead, so I'm very much looking forward to working with you. Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other councillors would like to say something? Councillor Hemphill.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Like to congratulate you. I think I'm going through some of the stuff in my report. I hope you get to see the Barramundi farm. On that point, I know that the outgoing mayors of each of the municipalities in the West all chatted about encouraging the next lot of mayors to not just have, you know, the traditional bi-monthly lunch, but to go out and see an aspect of each's municipality, and hope you show some good things that not many would know about Hobson's Bay.
Sure.
I think when we look at our priorities, they weren't priorities just for one year, being an election year, for both state and federal. I think the big challenge is to continue on that strong advocacy to get what we need for our municipality, but also for the wider West. So it's quite a task, and I think we've set some marks in some areas for the West, and we just need to keep pursuing those for the next year and any year after that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hemphill. Councillor Sutton.
Lucky last.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Absolutely not a sore loser. I look forward to working with you. We all are a great team. We absolutely don't agree on everything, but we get there in the end, and that's the main thing. And I know that we all have the whole of the municipality at heart.
Yep.
So I'm sure it will be a great year.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And I think disagreeing respectfully on things is actually a sign of a really healthy democracy. So I love to see that. So thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is the election of Deputy Mayor. So, with that in mind, I just note that the term of the Deputy Mayor will be the same as that of the Mayor. So, I'll now call for nominations. Are there any nominations for the role of Deputy Mayor?
My pleasure, Madam Mayor, to nominate my Wetlands Ward colleague, valued colleague, Councillor Diana Grimmer.
Thank you very much for that nomination. Councillor Greemer, do you accept that nomination?
I accept that nomination. Thank you, Councillor Tong.
Thank you, Councillor Greemer. Are there any other nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor? That being the case, it is my absolute pleasure to congratulate you, Councillor Greemer, on being the Deputy Mayor for 2022-23. Councillor Greenwood, would you like to say a few words?
Well, whoa, you know, second year. I'm actually humbled. I take this role very seriously. I've been active in the community for over 20 years, with disability forums, transport, environmental. It's something that I've always been privileged of. I never thought to run for council. When I was younger, they said, go into council. I said, no, that's up to John Hogg to do. And I was always working on his campaign. He's a local activist with the Bendigo Bank, with just, footpaths and, I can't think of it, so many school forums. And he just, both parents of mine were just humble community, down-to-the-earth people who just supported the community with food relief, transport, Bendigo Bank to actually open a franchise and to show us what's the right ways to show respect, stability, and there were seven of us. So I had that from both my parents, and they always assisted and helped and loved us all when the cameras weren't rolling, and that's learned. Oh, no, they should have taken more pictures. but they just taught us the way, and it's for everyone, not just in your municipality, but all over. And I hope to speak more, because I like to thank a few family and my colleagues who I absolutely adore. So thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, Councillor Greenwood. And we'll certainly, you'll certainly have the opportunity to say more at the civic reception. I also just realised that Mr Barry Hanson, former Senator of the Year for City of Altona, is here too. So I'd like to acknowledge you there too. Great to see you. Thank you. And yeah, so let me go. Thank you. And I hope we haven't missed any other Citizens of the Year, whether it was Williamstown, Altona or whatever. So thank you. So with that, we'll close the meeting. Any council... Apologies. I'll go around the councillors. If you'd like to say something in response to the Deputy Mayor. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Grimmett, congratulations. It's been a real pleasure serving with you as Wetlands Ward colleagues the last couple of years. I'd say a couple of things. One is, and for anyone who knows Diana, she brings all of her heart to this role, genuinely cares about our community and some of the values she touched on, and I've been grateful to get to know her dad, John, her mum, Poppy. Tell you what, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. she's been brought up in a values-rich household, and so, you know, the second thing I'd like to say is particularly acknowledge your family and the contribution they've made. I think you've done good, John, and I think, you know, the community's better when we've got people who lead with their heart in these types of roles, and so, congratulations again, Deputy Mayor Grimmer, and look forward to continuing to serve with you.
Thank you, Councillor Tarman. Beautiful words. Any other councillors?
Just to echo the comments made, congratulations. I think you and Councillor Hempel were a great team, and I'm sure that you'll continue that through to the next term as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Marsden, I understand you would like to say something.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Lovely. Congratulations, Deputy Mayor. You're an old hand and you are very good at this role, and I know you'll smash it. So well done.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Councillor? Later. Okay. Okay. And for me, I just say that I've known you for a very long time, and I am excited about the year ahead. I think we'd make an amazing team together. We already work well together. I've seen the way that you've excelled in the role as Deputy Mayor over the last 12 months. So I am very fortunate to have you as Deputy Mayor, and indeed the community is very lucky to have you as Deputy Mayor as well. So thank you. And I think, absolutely, round of applause for Deputy Mayor. And, the clock's gone. What is the time? And I will now declare the meeting closed at 8 o'clock on the dot. Thank you. So we'll have the civic reception shortly. So thank you.